Rafino from France, salamu alaykum and welcome to Ask Huda.
Salamu alaykum, Sheikh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yeah, I'm calling regarding this. I would like to have your comment on people joining Tariqah.
Okay.
What do you feel about it? I've got a friend who spent most of his time going to Cyprus and joining this Tariqah, or I think maybe you call it movement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been spending most of the time idolizing a person.
Okay.
Which is, you know, I think it's a bit.
Okay. Okay. I got the question about the Fino. He wants to know the ruling of the people who joined this movement. I don't know. I'm not aware of the movement he's talking about, but he's mentioned the country Cyprus.
What the brother is referring to is what is known as a tariqah, and this is the methodology or part of the sect of the Sufi sect. And you have like a gazillion tariqah. Tariqah al-Imam al-Shadhili, al-Tijani, al-Jilani, al-Badawi. You have hundreds and hundreds of them. And most of these tariqahs, well, let me rephrase that. All of these tariqahs are innovative. And they have nothing to relate to Islam except the claim that they remember Allah and that they love Allah and that they love the Prophet ﷺ. They make celebrations, mawlid, they celebrate everything that is innovative. They have their prayer beads of 1,000 piece, and they say that you have to pray on the Prophet ﷺ a number of times, and you have to do this and you have to do that. And they glorify their leaders, whom they call Al-Wali, whom some of them they call Al-Qutb, or Al-Watad. And you've got different of tariqas. They simply eat and consume and embezzle their followers. They pay them money. And if I were to be the head of the tariqah, I would have been a filthy rich by now. They laugh at these people, they deceive them, they cheat them, and they do so many things that has nothing to relate to Islam at all. It's an innovation. Some of them fall even into major shirk and blasphemy when they think that the wali has the ability to cure the dead. And that is why you find them in times of crisis and calamities would call their dead people, "Oh yeah, Badawi, cure my son. Ya Tijani, can't you see the calamity? Pay my debts." They go to their graves and they pay them money and they give sacrifices so that the wali would give them a child for a one who does not bear children or does not have children. So, and they corrupted Islam. We find them even in the States. We find people, PhD holders and people who claim to be following Islam, propagating, would probably give a lecture for 2 or 3 hours, not a single ayah, not a single hadith. And they have their institutes and they have their followers, but they have nothing to relate to Islam. Muslims follow the Quran and the Sunnah. They don't follow individuals. They don't follow dead people in their graves. They don't follow people who only say to their subjects, Simon says, which means that you have to follow me blindly. And I'm not, I don't believe that this is far, but I'm sure that this is going to happen soon, that they would probably even intervene in choosing your spouse, and maybe they would have a say whether what to do and what not to do. All of these tariqas are innovative ways that do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.